Welcome to Thursday's Topical Currents. I'm Peter Jay, sitting in for Bonnie Berman today, and Joseph Cooper is doing very well in his recovery, we're glad to say. That's recovery from back surgery, and we hope to have him back real soon. Joining us now is chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. It's our Restaurant Roundabout call-in program. We'll get the lowdown on the scene in South Florida, and of course, take your calls, and if you'd like to make note of the number, that's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. You can always email us at radio@WLRN.org. Good to see you, Linda.
Nice to be here with you, Peter.
Thanks.
Great. Well, and we hope all of our listeners will join us as well and give us some of their ideas about restaurants. It's our popular restaurant program, as you mentioned. Lots of news in South Florida restaurant scene. We have Jen Koretnik. She's covering Miami-Dade for us. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Welcome, Jen.
Nice to be here, Linda.
Great to have you with us. Matt Meltzer is the restaurant critic. He's going to give us information about Fort Lauderdale. And he's joining us from California, which is he's on vacation there. He's the editor of Thrill List, the media group. Welcome, Matt Meltzer.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Good to be here. Or there, you know, figuratively anyway.
Well, I hope you're having a nice time in California.
Oh, yes. It's much less humid. It's very nice.
Well, we don't want to hear about that. Okay. covering Palm Beach County is Jan Norris. She's the publisher of JanNorris.com. It's a website covering food and Florida. And also, congratulations, Jan. I understand you're going to have a new magazine coming out in December. It's called Florida Food and Farm.
That's right, and thank you for mentioning that, Linda. Yeah, we're excited about it. It's going to cover all the small farms and all the food scene in the area and farm-to-table type information. So we're really excited about this magazine.
Well, good. Congratulations. And, of course, we just mentioned we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any tips? Maybe you've got a restaurant treasure, just a local little mom-and-pop place with really, really great food. We'd love to hear about it. Maybe you have some guests visiting and want some restaurant suggestions for them. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Do you want to give the email out again, Peter?
Sure. It's radio@WLRN.org.
Okay. And, of course, our favorite wine guy is with us. That's Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. Fred gives the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column that you can read. It's in today's Miami Herald. You can also read Fred Tasker's wine column. It's now on Saturdays in the Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Oh, I think I'll make some peevish comments about restaurant wine prices.
Oh, good. we like it when you're peevish.
Yes, Jen just perked up.
I did, and it's not because of the wine last night.
Well, that'll perk you down, if anything.
That's true.
Well, lots of openings, new restaurants, and established ones with a new look, a new face. Here's a little treasure I found. It's on Coral Way, and it's called Casabe 305 Bistro. That's C-A-S-A-B-E. It's really a charming, it's freestanding little restaurant. It's a little house, and they're serving very modern Latin food. Diego Texera is the chef, and he's the owner, and he really puts his heart and energy into this little restaurant. I happen to love the grass-fed lamb chops, and has roasted rosemary on it. Very good. So that's at 1762 Coral Way. And by the way, all the restaurants mentioned here on the program are going to be at dinnerinminutes.com. We'll put that on my blog. Another little restaurant that I just had dinner at last night, and I thought it was just another little charming place. It's called the Petite Bistro, and it's on Purdy Avenue, Sunset Harbor area of Miami Beach. A little Italian bistro, and what I loved about that, it's a garden out in the back, and it's just charming. Really nice, small. Macchialina is on Alton Road on Miami Beach, an Italian taverna. The chef is Michael Pirolo, I think that's how he pronounces his name, his chef owner, and Jen Chayefsky is the manager owner. They're a very energetic team, and they're kind of having a little hard time because Alton Road's all torn up.
Right.
But a wonderful, nice restaurant. Another one I liked was Satai. The new chef there was not so new. He's been a couple of years, but he's new to me.
Well, and he has a new menu. which and is it, I think that's their big push. But I agree with you. The new menu and their new direction, I guess you could say, is really nice. It's delicious.
It's very good, and it's about the south of France. Mm-hmm. He trained with one of the chefs that I happen to like down there in south of France. But what I thought was really interesting is good food, but they've lowered their prices.
Yes, they have.
So they're more reasonable now. Il Molino opened up their second venue on South Beach. It's in the old Clark's Place, totally redone.
You wouldn't recognize it.
No, totally redone. And sort of creative pricing, shall I say.
Well, we wouldn't say they've lowered their prices, but you wouldn't recognize that as Clark's at all. It's all white Italian marble now. It's very, very, very attractive, very pretty.
Right, and closing, Jerry's Famous Deli's closing.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Lorenzo's just opened, 9 months ago at the Redberry South Beach? They're going to close in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they went through a lot of changes very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, that's terrible. Are there any delis left?
Authentic delis?
Yeah.
There's Josh's up in North Miami Beach is up there.
Yeah, there's Josh's. There's Roasters and Toasters. But the real old Jewish deli that you're thinking of when you think of like Wolfie's or Rascal House.
Or a pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, pastrami sandwich. Yum.
Boy, what a
shame. Josh's comes close.
Okay. Josh is about as close as you get. It was probably, I thought, more of a deli than Jerry's was. Jerry's, to me, was sort of it felt like a South Beach restaurant when you went in there.
Yeah, it wasn't one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jen, tell me, what else is going on here in Miami-Dade?
Well, you know, it's all about Miami Spice right now.
Yes.
So we've been actually exploring the spice menus, which I don't usually do because I'm always on to the next dinner. But I have a small group that I'm going out with, and we're trying to do some spice menus. So we've been to the Cypress Room, and that was a really fantastic dinner that we had last night.
And that's a good bargain because...
It's an excellent bargain. If you look at the regular menu and then you look at the spice menu, you can see that you're getting not just a bargain, but you're getting the same portion size.
Oh, really?
It's a tremendous amount of food. It's a tremendous deal, and you do not walk away disappointed.
I was just going to say, for those who may not know, what is the Miami Spice?
Miami
thing?
Spice now, I guess it's in its 14th year, Linda.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's for $39. It's a price fixed dinner, and there's also some places, you know, we'll do lunch for $35. Some places we'll do just dinner. Some places we'll do lunch and dinner. Some places might only do it on certain nights of the week. So you do have to check before you go to a restaurant and expect a Miami Spice deal.
Right. If you go to ilovemiamispice.com.
Right. Okay.
And it's all over Miami-Dade County?
It's grown tremendously. Yeah. And I remember coming on the show and talking about it in the early days. And we would say, you know, sometimes it's not enthusiastically received on the hands of the chef. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not, you know, set out by the servers and you have to ask for the menus. Hmm. Now it's like people love it. The chefs love it because they can highlight specials. Mm. Even at the Cypress Room, they have an intermediate course. So you can actually add on a fourth course for a little surcharge.
Jen, did you find any good wine specials at these places?
Some of them are matching wines. Palme d'Or, which also has a new chef, is matching wines. And that's got to be the best bargain in town.
I was going to say, yeah, if you go on the website and you look at all these restaurants and you see what the real price is, it's a wonderful way to test some of these restaurants that you wouldn't normally go to and want to know what it's all about for $39.
It's incredible. And even a place like Il Molino, which we were just talking about, that is rather expensive, they have quite a spice menu. So if you want to go and check out a place that you normally may not be able to afford, go for the spice menu.
Right.
But make sure you make a reservation because these places are very popular.
Right. And our number, it's 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. Call us. Give us your take. What's your favorite restaurant? We'd love to hear from you. All right, let's go to Matt Meltzer. Matt, Broward County, what's happening there?
Well, you know, we talked last time about Fork and Ball's opening, and I think that finally opened its doors a couple weeks after the last show. It's a meatball shop there on Las Olas, and that was it is delicious. It is everything you expect out of a meatball shop when you go up there, and definitely worth checking out if you haven't been in there already.
Fork and Balls.
Fork and Balls. Yeah, yeah, it's a silly name. I mean, but that's, you know, you can, that's kind of the fun of it, is that, you know, it's Fork and Balls. It's fun to say, and I mean, you can't really go in there without giggling when you read the menu. It's just part of the deal, you know.
Right.
It's inherently funny. Another spot that they opened their first location in Lauderdale by the Sea is called Rhino Donuts. And you know, one thing I complain about all the time.
Rhino Donuts? Florida.
Rhino is in, like, rhinoceros.
Okay.
And their logo looks a little bit like the old Thundercats logo, if any of you watched that cartoon when you were a kid. But they finally have opened up another gourmet donut shop. There was really only one in all of South Florida until this place opened up. And it's a beautiful, sleek, modern-looking place. They have a custom coffee they make there. It's phenomenal. And donuts, they have a maple bacon donut. They have an Oreo cream donut. They have a rotating selection of donuts that, you know, sort of chef-made donuts they make themselves. And, you know, that's kind of been a food trend in other cities that really has not caught on in South Florida. They opened their first spot in Lauderdale by the Sea last month. I think Las Olas is next. And then somewhere up on Andrews and Boca, and then they're saying Miami by the end of the year.
So now are donuts going to take over from cupcakes?
God, I hope so. I'm hoping so.
No, you know,
if you live in Miami, it's kind of a pain. You got to drive all the way to Pembroke Pines to get to Mojo to get a good donut. And this place, hopefully, can spread through the Tri-County area, so you know everybody can enjoy gourmet donuts. Yeah, that will be the new pastry craze, past cupcakes.
Glad to hear it.
Well, I noticed a lot of people are serving donuts for dessert and dipping them in different sauces. A lot of restaurants are. That seems to be the thing these days.
Yeah, I guess we can then expect the gluten-free donut to follow.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
that'll be interesting.
I don't know about a gluten-free donut. You know, that's kind of like...
It does take the fun out of it.
It's like fat-free
pizza. How about
pizza?
Chicken and donuts?
That's oh, no.
Chicken and donuts. I think someone in New York is probably doing that already.
I guarantee you. It's getting ridiculous.
Okay. Anything else, Matt, or should we go to Palm Beach? Okay.
I think the only couple other notables, a place called the Bull Market, which is a bar it's a gastro pub that just opened on Himmershey. They're actually opening a sister restaurant called Chow, which is going to be a Korean barbecue joint next door. So you're going to have these two sort of gastro pubs next to each other on Himmershey. Bull Market's open now, and the interesting thing about them is their drink prices kind of fluctuate like the stock market does. So the prices there change, but they have a food menu there. The highlight of that was the Captain Crunch chicken tenders, which, you know, if you eat like I do, is delicious. But
Captain Crunch chicken tenders. Okay.
Yeah, the theme of breakfast cereal today.
We know which direction you're going in with the donuts and the Captain Crunch.
I'm not talking about health food, Linda. I don't, you know, that's not
we
not
didn't
my,
know
not
that, Matt. Sorry, tell us the name of the donut place again.
The donut place is called Rhino Donuts. It's
Rhino Donuts.
By the Sea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jan, what's going on in Palm Beach?
Well, I have to tell you first about Flavor Palm Beach coming up. That's our version of your Miami Spice, and that's through the whole month of September. So you're going to be looking at really great prices at some of the Palm Beach restaurants like Cafe Bolu, the Four Seasons, and PB Catch, and a number of other ones, Evo Italian up in Sequesta. All over the county, they're doing Flavor Palm Beach. So that's September 1 through 30th. So, you know, check their website, Flavor Palm Beach, and you can find out about the deals there, just like your Miami Spice. And there are some fabulous deals there.
Okay,
and
Jan?
Again, they're...
Yeah, sorry.
Hello?
Hi, Jan, it's Linda. I'm just going to take a short break, and we'll come right back to you.
Okay.
And we'll come back to the phone calls as well, so please hold on. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about South Florida restaurants with Jen Koretnik, Matt Meltzer, and Jan Norris. And you, our listeners, give us a call. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurant scene. Giving us the latest news is Jen Koretnik, the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. She's covering Miami-Dade for us and everywhere else. And Matt Meltzer, Miami editor for Thrillist Media Group, covering Fort Lauderdale and Broward County. And Jan Norris has been joining us from Palm Beach County. And Jan Norris is the publisher of JanNorris.com. It's a website covering food and Florida. And Jan, we left off. You were just beginning to tell us about Palm Beach.
Yes. We've got a lot of small plate openings. I'm encouraged by the number of openings that have happened in the last couple of months in the dead of summer when you'd think that they'd hold off. But we've got George Patty, Chef George Patty, who the Keys folks know from Meat, M-E-A-T, which stands for Meat Eatery and Tap Room. He's coming up from Alamorado and bringing meat to Boca Raton. He's at 980 Federal Highway. And he's in the bottom of an office building, so he's a little tricky to find. But I'm telling you, people are raving about his hand-cured meats and things like that. He does an incredible burger. He keeps winning awards for his burgers and his...
And he makes his own... I was going to say, he's really a wonderful chef. He makes his own sausages.
Exactly.
Glad to hear he's coming out of the Keys for a little bit.
Yes, he is. I'm encouraged because I think there are more meats in our future and possibly some other concepts from him. As you know, he also has salt down in Alamorado as well. So that's his other, like, cocktail-crafted small plate concept that's also doing very well down there. So maybe he'll bring that up as well. Another kind of big one we have opening was the Cooper. It's in the PGA Commons on PGA Boulevard in Palm Beach Gardens. And they're doing both small plates and regular entree, side portion kind of things. They've got a wonderful charcuterie department, and they're doing just some interesting grill items, vegetarian items. And they're actually from a group called Max's Restaurants, which is no relation to our Dennis Max. They're out of the Northeast. And this is their first South Florida concept, so we'll see how that does. But they seem to be doing quite well already. Down in Delray, we've got Gene Plater. He had a gastro pub called Gratify on Clematis, off Clematis Street on Detoura in downtown West Palm. And a great following, but the rents down there and everything else just went conspired against him. So he's reopened with another new concept, a bottle store, where you go in and you can choose any number of really cool craft beers and things like that. But he also brought his plates from Gratify to the store, so he's serving both food and the beers that you can walk in and get, of course. And it's just a real casual, real cool place.
What is it called, Jen?
It's called the Beer Trade Company.
Oh.
And it's at 145 Northeast 4th Avenue in Delray.
Okay.
And I'm really keen on his concept because it's catching on in the rest of the country, and we're slow to get bottle stores here like this. And it's sort of an answer to a kind of a brew pub, but not, because they have bottled beers and canned beers and can offer fresher beers that way rather than the untapped stuff that sometimes I question, you know. You got to wonder how long that stuff's been sitting in those little tanks and things like that.
Well, unless you have, of course, a very popular place that goes quickly, you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, absolutely, sure. But when they're serving, like, you know, the 114 beers or whatever that some of them do, you just have to wonder, you know. You're gonna get a funky one sooner or later. We've got a tapas place in downtown Lake Worth called Suri Tapas.
S-U-R-I.
Suri?
Suri? Uh-huh. Can you spell it?
S-U-R-I.
S-U-R-I.
Okay.
Tapas.
Like
and
Cruise. Like Suri Cruise.
Correct. They're doing...
That's your little dose of pop culture for the day, Linda.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm an enthusiastic Us reader, okay? There
okay.
you go.
I would never admit that. I've got news for you.
But while you guys are chatting away, let's give out the phone number. It's 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. We'll be taking our calls soon. We want to hear from you. You've got a pet peeve. Maybe you'd like to tell us about it. Jan, go ahead.
Okay, well, the Suri Tapas is doing flatbread, ceviche, burgers, but they also have a wide selection of vegetarian items as well. So they're vegetarian is another big, you know, kind of thing that's coming in. We're getting quite a few of those restaurants. Another one of those is the chickpea And that's at 400 Clematis. It is smack downtown. And they're making their own, it's a multiple choice buffet kind of thing. You go in and you can create your own bowls or your own pita or whatever. And there's a whole huge hummus bar. It's a little Mediterranean casual, but it's very, very fresh food, and everybody loves it there. So that's another little fun thing. And then I have a shout-out. Well, actually, there's another tiki bar that's opened up. It's called U, and that's with the letter U, Tiki Beach. It's right next door to Jetty's on alternate A1A and Jupiter across from the lighthouse. And Jetty's owns it. It's a casual, fun little fishery, fish tacos, that kind of thing, a bar place. But it's a nice place if you want to take out-of-town visitors. That's the place to take them. You know, real casual, that kind of thing. A shout-out, though, to the Okeechobee Steakhouse. It celebrates 65 years this year. And there's so few restaurants in South Florida that can say that. I'm pleased that they're around still. They're a great family-owned restaurant. They've been there forever kind of thing. And they're going to be opening a new restaurant, a seafood restaurant, right behind where they are now. And it's going to be kind of with a New Orleans slant. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. And that's supposed to open this fall. So we'll be talking about that later in a different program, I assume.
Okay. Well, let me just stop you for a minute and take a couple of calls here, and then we'll come back to you.
Sure.
We're going to Cal. Is that Cal in Pembroke Pines? Hi. Thanks for waiting. You've been on it's for a while.
I think it's Kai.
Is it Kai? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So thanks for having this conversation. I always like talking about food. So I live in Pembroke Pines, as you said, and for the most part, I have found that Western Broward is kind of a culinary wasteland. There's some good restaurants here and there, but a lot of the stuff tends to kind of gravitate towards the east. We've lived there for a bunch of years, and only just recently did we discover a little restaurant called La Brochette, and Matt, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that place, but it's been there for 21 years, we discovered, and I know the chef's name, which is Aboud Kabaitri. I might be pronouncing it wrong. He's a Lebanese guy, and the reason I know that is because the first night we came there was kind of late, and we closed out the restaurant, and he came out of the kitchen and sat down with us and talked to us for an hour. And I can't remember the last time, we've done a lot of traveling through Europe and Asia, when you kind of get somebody who's really enthusiastic about just coming out and talking to people about his food and his life, and a really interesting guy. He's Lebanese.
It makes it an interesting evening. Tell me, what was the name of it again?
It's called La Brochette.
Oh, La Brochette, right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it has been there for a while, and it's well-reviewed, but it's kind of tucked away in a shopping center with a Winn-Dixie and stuff. And he's Lebanese, so Middle Eastern descent, worked in Paris in the restaurant business there.
I was going to say, it sounds to me like it's a French restaurant.
it sounds like that, and it does have a French flair to it, but he trained in Norway, oddly enough, and it has a lot of Asian influence, he just likes to go around and eat in different places and take what he finds from other restaurants and bring them back to his restaurant. So it creates a very interesting, diverse type of food.
Okay. And what city was it?
I think it's actually technically in Cooper City.
Cooper City.
If I'm not mistaken. Okay. But yeah, it's really fantastic. I mean, we just found it maybe 7 months ago. And I'd say we go there once every couple of weeks. And it's really just outstanding food. Oh, I have to say, fish. It's very hard, oddly enough, to get fresh fish around where we are. Every day he has fish flown in from different parts of the world. And he usually has anywhere between like 5 and 7 types of amazing fresh fish prepared differently. Every day the menu changes.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you very much. Thanks for
your
call. Our number is 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. We'd love to hear from you. And we also have internet. Yes, it's at...
Not having much luck with my screen at the moment, Linda.
Oh, your screen's not working.
No.
Call us then.
Call.
800-743-9576.
Smoke signals.
And we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about South Florida restaurants with Jen Koretnik, Matt Meltzer, Jan Norris, and you, our listeners. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. It's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurants and giving us the latest news. It's Jen Koretnik. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. She's been covering Miami-Dade for us. Matt Meltzer is the Miami editor for Thrill List Media Group. That's a mouthful, Thrill List Media Group. Mm-hmm. And he's been covering Fort Lauderdale for us. And Jan Norris is from Palm Beach. And she's the publisher of JanNorris.com. It's a website covering food and Florida. She's been giving a lot of information. And our phone number, 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Call us. We'd love to hear from you. Line two, let's go to John in Miami Beach. Hi, John. Thank you for holding on. You're on the air. John, are you with us?
Hi. Hello?
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry. So I digress real quickly. In West Broward, I'd love you to recommend there's a very good Korean barbecue restaurant by the name of Gabo Say. But I'll get to my point. My comment is my wife and I recently went to Il Molino, which is the new high-end Italian restaurant in Miami Beach. I believe its natural competitor is Il Gabbiano, which is now a very well-known, well-established Italian restaurant in downtown Miami. And my wife and I came away very impressed with Il Molino in certain respects, but ultimately at the end of the day, when we compared our notes, we still think that Il Gabbiano is the better of the two investments for our high-end Italian dollar. And I wanted to just get your impression, if you've had an opportunity to be to Il Molino, to see what your feelings are at that restaurant.
Jen?
The age-old debate. Well, there are some people who feel that the owners of Il Gabbiano ripped off Il Molino's concept. So you'll probably find that if you bring this subject up to anybody who's been to both, that there will be very strong opinions. I personally love Il Gabbiano and have had many excellent meals there. But I did recently go to Il Molino and was very pleasantly surprised to have a wonderful meal there as well. So right now, in my mind, they're tied. I have to be honest,
but they because are both very
I'm very outspoken, and I tell you, you know, if I had one preference over another, the Il Molino in Sunny Isles, there is another one. In case you didn't know,
the original one I believe was in New York, and actually,
yes.
The one in New York was actually owned by the two brothers that now own Il Gabbiano. In other words, they sold the business, moved down here, and eventually they opened up Il Gabbiano. So it's an interesting dynamic, the relationship between it, because in many ways the service, beginning of the meal is very similar to both restaurants.
Let me ask, are they both on Miami Spice?
I think maybe they're doing something during the week.
We'd have to check the website. But what I was going to say about the one in Sunny Isles is that it's a very more old-fashioned experience, like the one in New York used to be. I don't know if the one in New York is still like that. And Il Molino is international. So you can find an Il Molino in many places. But the one on South Beach now is very modern. And Il Gabbiano is not as quite modern. It harkens back to that old-fashioned feeling. So if you're looking for something very sexy in South Beach, then Il Molino right now on South Beach has the edge.
Well, you know what? I think you should look it up, and if they're on Miami Spice, this is the time to test
them
both.
This is the time to test them
both. Because it's a good price. Right?
Thank you if you want to talk about interesting reopenings, Shuckers has actually reopened. You might remember that during the Heat Championships last year, the dock fell into the water, which was a very dramatic, unintentional dramatic situation during the Heat playoffs. Mm-hmm. And they've now reopened, and it's the same as it ever was. It's just as busy. The food is very similar to
where is it located, it was. Jen?
Shuckers is on the 79th Street Causeway.
Right.
And it's really, you know, one of those spots that is known for its view. because you can go there, you sit on the water, you can watch the dolphins play if you get lucky. Not the dolphins as the football team, but the actual mammal, the dolphin.
We need to get lucky with the dolphins.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's another conversation entirely.
All right, John, thank you for your call. Thank you. We have lots of calls. Let's get to them, line three. Dwight in Pembroke Pines, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, love the show as always.
Thank you.
One of my favorites. Had a couple restaurants that I've been to recently, and if you are with good friends and you want a great, unpretentious, fun meal, I can only recommend the Woodlands that's in Fort Lauderdale. It's in between Oakland Park and Commercial Boulevard on the east side of University. It's a Indian restaurant, and not to throw the words vegetarian, vegan, et cetera, around, because that in some cases may be off-putting to some people. It's just a great, fun dining experience. They encourage you to eat with your hands. It is totally authentic, and again, it was just a blast. It was super inexpensive, and they didn't start out doing things vegan, but some great friends of ours that brought us there who happened to be vegan, the owners were like, hey, tell us what you're talking about, and they are totally accommodating. And
so they only serve vegan food, or the totally vegan?
That culture, getting protein is a lot different than what we know in America, so it's very plant-based. They do have meat there. It's, not really, the thing. It's just it's mainly just the dining experience. You're talking hummus, chickpeas, and naan, the traditional breads. It was just awesome. We had so much fun there, and it was very inexpensive. And if anyone's looking for a great, authentic Thai place, it's one of these hole-in-the-walls, Akuna Thai.
How are you spelling that?
Akuna, A-K-U-N-A, Akuna. Akuna Thai. It's on the intersection of Sheridan and Hiatus in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center, right next to the Winn-Dixie. That family-owned restaurant is so nice. They don't normally deliver, but they deliver to us. It's just one of those
That's always a good relationship
good.
To foster.
Well, yeah. Dwight, thank you so much.
Yeah, really.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
There's another restaurant that we should mention. If the people who own Timo have opened Basil Park.
Yes, we just had him on. It was very good. Yeah.
Which is a really nice restaurant for vegans, for vegetarians, and also people who just want to eat naturally, without the hormone-grown chicken or anything like that. And you wouldn't know it.
I'm interested in that one.
It's actually right next door to Timo.
It's in Sunny Isles.
Oh, is it okay?
It's in Sunny Isles.
It's in Sunny Isles.
I had heard good things about it.
They're not advertising it as a place to go for health nuts or anything like that. They're just saying it's clean food. And that's really what it is. But if you know anything about cooking, or you think you know anything behind the scenes, you can tell how much care has gone into that food. And it's not expensive, and it's a tremendous variety of foods. And they're doing breakfast, and they're doing smoothies, and there's a juice bar. But the amount of care is really, really
right. And Tim Andriola was on our show a few weeks ago talking about how he set that up and how he did it, and he's really doing a nice job.
Had my first meal with Timo on Monday night and was knocked over him. It was just terrific.
Timo's always been excellent, and it's been around for a long time. But the concept of Basil Park, I was surprised by the direction that they had taken, I really enjoyed it.
Right. Well, our number is 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. And let's go to Debbie in Palm Beach, line one. Hi, Debbie. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to know about the restaurant you were talking about, Chickpea on Clematis in West Palm. I was wondering, do you know if they have falafel there? I'm always looking for a place that has falafel.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do. And it's open? Uh-huh. It's open now?
Pardon me?
It's opened? The restaurant is open?
Yes.
Yes,
good. So you're good to go. All right, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're back.
Okay. Matt and Jen, jump in if you have any other information you'd like to give us. In the meantime, we'll go to Tara in Pembroke Pines, line four. Okay. Hi, Tara. You're on the air.
I listen to this show all the time.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Of course, I have two recommendations. For anybody who does also live in Pembroke Pines, they know the feeling that there is nothing out here. really that's interesting to eat, especially the farther west you go.
You all clearly don't have an appreciation for the culinary intricacies of the Ale House and Hooters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They put a lot of work and thought
into
those menus.
All the time.
I think they're a little offended at all the West Broward bashing going on today.
I can't.
Payway. They do a lot of interesting things over at Payway.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know?
They're doing. Aren't they doing sushi now, which is very reassuring.
I honestly don't know. I was joking.
No, they are. They are. Payway is now doing sushi.
Okay.
It's frightening.
So,
yeah, well, I can't complain. My dad has the frequent flyer card to Flanagan, so I can't actually.
There you go.
But what was the restaurant you wanted to talk about?
The one here in West Pines actually just reopened, and it's another Indian restaurant, and they are just doing phenomenal dishes. It's called Rushi. I'm probably butchering it, but it's R-U-C-H-I.
R-U-C-H-I, did you say? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's on 172nd and West Pines Boulevard. I mean, we went there, and they're doing spiced lamb, fresh-cooked naan. They're doing these huge, beautiful, like, ornate platings with, I had this, like, smoked eggplant and chickpea sauce thing, and, I mean, it was just, like, heaven.
You're making us hungry, I think.
Oh, God,
that does sound
good.
So.
Mm-hmm. But they're really phenomenal, and it's hard to find places out here that are really doing something different than a lot of the takeout joints and stuff like that. So highly recommend them. You get so much food for what you're buying. It's really great.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling, Tara.
Of course. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. And let's go to line 5 with David. David in Miami. Hello, David. You're on the air.
Hello, Linda and your guests. Good afternoon.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Well, I have very two quick recommendations. One is, you know, a brand new Lebanese restaurant opening next to or opened next to the Trader Joe's in South Miami on US 1, and it's called El Shaddai. Delicious, authentic Lebanese dishes. The chef is the owner, spends time with you at the table, post your dinner, and it's just such authentic.
Could you spell the name? Sorry, David.
El Shaddai, E-L.
Yeah.
And then S-H. A-D-I.
Okay, all right.
And it's a Lebanese restaurant, delicious food. Again, very fresh, authentic, and real. And what I like most is that a lot of times Mediterranean restaurants go over on the salt, and it was very good on the sodium content. And lastly, I would recommend another reopen. This is Larios on the Beach by Via Stefan. They had their restaurant, obviously, for many, many years, and Cuban food is Cuban food, but those that love Cuban food know that oftentimes it's not the best cuts and the best pieces of food that are come out of the kitchen. And this stuff is very fresh, very good. And they redid the menu, having this area called.
Yes, I understand they have a new, a little healthier look at Latin food.
Yeah, the calorie conscious Cuban.
Oh, that's right. They do. They call it CCC. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I like that.
Delicious, and I was very surprised. Because it's an ocean drive, and I thought it'd be a touristy thing, and the redo looks absolutely incredible, and it's a great place for the family and not just for the tourists.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, David. Thank you. We're going to have to take a break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about the South Florida restaurants with Jen Koretnik, Matt Meltzer, Jan Norris, and, of course, we're enjoying the calls from you, our listeners. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. We're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurants. Giving us the latest news is Jen Koretnik. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. She's been covering Miami-Dade for us. Matt Meltzer, he's the Miami editor for Thrillist Media Group, covering Fort Lauderdale. And Jan Norris is with us. She's covering Palm Beach. She's the publisher of JanNorris.com. It's a website covering food and Florida. And she's going to be having a new she's going to be publishing a new magazine coming out in December, and it's going to be all about Florida food and farms. So we'll look for it then. But right now, it's dinner and minutes time. For those nights you're not going out to dinner and you want something really quick and easy, this one's really simple.
Is this do you have your own Miami Spice prices for these, Linda?
Yeah, my price is quite good on this. Yes. It's a cool summer supper, Peter,
okay.
And maybe you can make it for us, and it'll be really good.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. peaches are now in season. They're almost at the end of their season, and they're really good this year. So this is a shrimp and peach pasta salad. And the peaches give the sweet flavor to a tangy dressing for the salad. And this recipe only takes 15 minutes because we're going to be using shrimp that's already cooked. And all you need to do is boil the pasta. And I use a fusilli pasta. That's the corkscrew shape. And I like that because it catches all the sauce on it. For the sauce, I mix together some mayonnaise, some horseradish, and some mustard. And you put that into a bowl. You rinse the cooked pasta in cold water and then add it to the bowl with the sauce. Add the shrimp, toss it very well. And you can spoon that over a bed of lettuce leaves. Then I add some sliced peaches on top and some red bell pepper for a little color and crunch. Then on top of that, sprinkle some chives. It's very easy. It's very simple. The complete recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminute.com. And you can find another quick dinner in today's Miami Herald. It's a smoked fish salad with orzo, and that's a salad as well. Those are quick and easy summer suppers, too. It's in today's Miami Herald. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking? I understand you have some peeves.
He's peeve-ish.
Here's my peeve. Have you ever wondered why restaurant wine prices are so high? Mm-hmm. Listen to this statement online by a professional restaurant marketing website called MustHaveMenus.com. And I'm quoting here, from a restaurant's point of view, not only is wine a way to enhance the dining experience, it's a key source of high profits. Alcoholic beverages, including wine, easily provide more profit than any food items on the menu. Restaurants generally mark up a bottle of wine from 200% to 300% over retail. So you can reasonably price a bottle that retails around $20 at $60 to $80. Now, I'm not saying everybody does this, but that's the kind of professional advice that's out there. And this just prices people out of enjoying good wines in restaurants, and it may drive them away from restaurants altogether. So I've come up with a few tips for defensive wine list buying.
Defensive drinking.
Okay, right. How about bringing
defensive drinking, yeah.
Bringing a Boda bag with you to the restaurant. No, that won't work.
Yeah, bring your own bottle if you can. You but anyway, when you get to the restaurant and you pick up the wine list, skip the world-famous Bordeaux from Chateau Petrus and Barolo and that sort of thing. They're pretty much out of the average diner's price range, even in retail shops. So instead, look for lesser-known wines. With some study, you can find marvelous wines at much better prices. Don't look for a luxury Cabernet Sauvignon. With a big steak, you can get a hearty, powerful red Syrah from France's Rhone Valley, or a Cabernet Franc from that country's Loire Valley. If you're doing California wine, you can skip Napa and Sonoma and try the big reds from the Central Coast, or a big red from Washington State, or a Pinot Noir from Oregon, which are two areas that haven't quite gone as crazy price-wise as a lot of other areas. Or you can try a powerful Shiraz from Australia, a hearty Malbec from Argentina, or a Merlot from Chile. So it's really worth studying up on wine, and it's not as if the homework is so onerous.
I'm going to make you really happy right now, Fred, because I've spent the summer doing some research with my friends during the World Cup. We have discovered, and we can probably make a week out of it, every restaurant on the Upper East Side of Miami that has half-price wine nights, half-price bottles. So
really?
That's where we go. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But
where do you find this, Jim?
Well, Tap 79, is that what it is? It's on 79th Street, the new Tap, I think it's Tap 79.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
They have, I believe it's Wednesday nights, is their half-price bottles. Or it may be Tuesday nights, but on Wednesday nights, it's free bubbly for the ladies with an entree.
Mm-hmm. So, Jen, where do you go if you're going to go online to look for which restaurants have what?
Well, you can Google half price bottles for restaurants in Miami and or whatever part of Miami you're in. And you'll be surprised how many places do the opposite of what Fred is saying. I mean, obviously, a lot of places do that. But they use it as a promotion to get people in there. Mm-hmm. So,
or they need to get some smart. Good publicity out of that because that's a nice thing. Mm-hmm.
And DaVita's is also another place on the Upper East Side that does Oh, dear God, that's mine. Okay.
As we all look at our phones.
As we all look at Siri's talking to me. Davita's is another place that does a half bottle, a half price bottle. And you can actually make a habit of doing this, going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, drinking your half price bottles.
My kind of habit.
So it was, so it now was really fun watching the World Cup this summer.
Mm. Now we know what Jen does Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and whatever.
And you know where you can find me.
She's out drinking, of course.
Why not?
Okay, Fred.
Is, is this a summer thing, or is it throughout the year that they do this?
This has been throughout the year.
Yes.
Tap 79 is doing it as a promotion to, they're rather new. But they're also owned by the people who own Bin Number 18. So they're very wine savvy and craft beer savvy to begin with. And they always carry some lovely stuff. So you go in there and ask them. They're pretty knowledgeable about what they have.
And also, I was going to ask you and Fred, whoever, sometimes it's a good thing to go into a restaurant and say, this is kind of the price range I'm looking at, and what's your best wine in that range? Mm-hmm. Talk with them.
Never know who is on hand that is doing the buying. Mm-hmm. And there may be somebody in the back who's doing the buying, and they can come out and talk with you. And there's another place right next to Tap 79, Bar Melly, that is what you were talking about, Jan, which is more like a bottle shop. And you can search the bottles and choose one, she'll come over, and she's actually one of those who will sit down at the table with you and chat. And, she
That's
has tapas
really cool,
and whatever.
Yeah.
And we watched a lot of the World Cup games there also.
Okay.
But you had to be a Brazil fan. So.
That's okay.
Well, we're having so much fun. We're out of time, and I apologize to Lee and Jack and everyone else. We couldn't get to your phone calls. Thank you so much for calling in. And all the restaurants that we've mentioned here will be on my website. That's at dinnerminutes.com. And I'll list all the restaurants there. Well, Jen Koretnik, restaurant critic for Miami Magazine, thank you so much.
And frequent wine drinker.
Yes. Yes.
Now we know.
Well, we knew before.
We knew that.
Matt Meltzer, Miami editor for the Thrillist Media Group. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anytime, either.
And do come back to us in Miami.
Oh, I'll be back next week,
Okay.
Don't worry.
Enjoy California.
Thank you.
And Jan Norris, she's the publisher of JanNorris.com, a website covering food and Florida. Jan, great advice. I'm glad so many restaurants are opening up in Palm Beach.
Me too. It's about time.
Okay, thank you. And good luck on your new venture and your new magazine.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Jen, it's always a pleasure.
Drinking companion, Peter J., great talking with you. And next week, we'll be talking about the importance of the bee population. It's going to be Save Our Bees next week. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And that's our program for today. It was fun being with you guys. Thanks a lot for having me. And thank you, listening, for spending your time with us. Our producer is Richard Ives. Technical direction from our online producer, Paul Leary. We have free radio archives and downloads at our website, WLRN.org. Information, links, photos at the Topical Currents Facebook page at facebook.com/topicalcurrents. Tomorrow, Ed Bell has another edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We return on Monday with a discussion of back-to-school anxiety. It's Peter Jay here wishing you a very, very pleasant Thursday afternoon. Stay tuned for Here and Now up next.